listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. The AFL finds itself at the centre of another huge doping scandal this morning. Today's Herald Sun has printed allegations made in federal parliament last night by MP Andrew Wilkie. He claims a former top doctor from the Demons used to organise secret drug tests to help players evade detection if they confessed to drug use during the week. If a player did return a positive test, they were allegedly told to fake an injury to avoid detection on game day. The allegations are likely to raise some eyebrows at WADA and Sports Integrity Australia today, while the Albanese government blocked Wilkie from formally tabling the allegations last night in Parliament. Overseas, and a bridge collapse in the US is being described as mass casualty, multi-agency incident. Now, a cargo ship collided with the Francis Scott Key Bridge last night in Baltimore. At least six people are still reported as missing in the waters below. Thankfully, more casualties were prevented because the ship did send a Mayday call, giving authorities time to stop traffic from entering the bridge. Structural engineering expert from Monash Uni, Associate Professor Colin Caprini, says modern bridges are built to avoid collapse from a ship crash, but this one was 47 years old.
It looks like this bridge does not have some of those protection measures that we would put in place these days.
And Julian Assange is being made to wait again after two senior judges in the UK adjourned their decision for another 2 months on whether the WikiLeaks founder can have a final appeal against his extradition to the United States. If he doesn't win the right to another appeal, though, it's expected he'll be promptly whisked off to the US.